Happiness comes in cycles. The length of the cycle depends on the person, but no one is happy all the time. And while these cycles may come and go for a variety of reasons, from genes to the weather, few factors are as effective as your job in determining how happy you'll be on any given day. Spring is always a busy and somewhat stressful time for me at work. I have a lot on my plate, and lately, it's been getting the best of me. I've been doing the job long enough to not be alarmed by this. I realize that this happens from time to time, but like a storm or a kidney stone, it eventually passes and things get back to normal. I try to be as analytical as I can when it comes to dealing with my own mental health. I try to always put things in perspective and think of a worse situation than the one I'm in, which almost always is never as bad as it seems. I have several mind tricks that I use when trying to get back on track. I think about people suffering in third world countries, people trying to make it to the next paycheck, and my personal favorite, people with jobs that are a million times worse than mine. Although I try to think about a variety of jobs that I would never want to take part in, I always come back to something that happened when I was in elementary school. It was nearing the end of the school year, and we were getting restless. The teachers were running out of things to do, and we were actually having fun doing various projects and watching movies when there were no projects. This was the time of year when taxpayer money was really put to good use. It was late in the school day, around 1 or 2, when someone came over the intercom to tell us about a special guest that would be joining us the next day. Usually this was something lame, like a clown from the fire department or a dog in a trench coat telling us about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. But this was different. This was special. When the guest was announced, we looked around to make sure we'd all heard the same thing. Were we dreaming? Was this really happening? But when they said it again, we had no doubt. Twinkie the Kid was coming to our school. When the bell rang, I walked home singing the Twinkie theme song. Looking back, I don't even think there is a Twinkie theme song. I merely used the melody from the Slinky theme song and made my own words, substituting Twinkie for Slinky. I could barely sleep that night. The next day was all about watching the clock and waiting. And when the magic hour arrived, we were brought out of class in a single file line into the hallway. We were lined up against the lockers and told not to move, talk, or ask to go to the bathroom. The first thing we saw was the brim of his cowboy hat as he came around the corner. Not a moment later, he was in full view, his golden spongy body, that perfectly tied bandana, and the shiniest pair of boots I'd ever seen. More importantly, he was carrying a big red bag full of Twinkies for all of us. It was a perfect day. As he walked toward us, the kids began getting rowdy. The teachers were trying to keep us in check, but a moment later, one boy broke away from the group and began running at full speed. Three or four others peeled off and followed suit. Twinkie the Kid stopped dead in his tracks as the kids got closer. Like rabid dogs, they jumped on him, and his top-heavy, costumed body fell to the floor like a boxer throwing a fight. His skinny legs were flailing in the air as the teachers ripped the children off one by one. The whole incident only lasted a few seconds, and eventually, order was restored. The children were back against the lockers, but Twinkie the Kid was still on the floor. He had to have two adults help him up. His hat was bent, and his bandana was gone. Worst of all, his whole bag of Twinkies had been flattened like pancakes. The principal, obviously embarrassed by the actions of her students, firmly instructed the teachers to take us back to our classrooms. The event was canceled. The mood of the class was somber, to put it lightly. We were sad for two reasons. One, we didn't get any Twinkies. And two, we now had to fill an extra hour with real school stuff. But the saddest thing of all was what I saw from the window near my desk. After a few minutes of talking to the principal, who seemed very apologetic, Twinkie the Kid literally limped into the parking lot like a man defeated, squeezing his newly distorted costume into a Chevy Chevette hatchback. I wonder what path led this man to choose this job. How many applications had been turned down? How many other options had been exhausted? Would he ever be able to tell his family about what happened at school that day? More than anything else, I think about this when I'm feeling sorry for myself or complaining about a bad day at work. And that goes for all of us. You may not make as much money as you think you deserve. You might even have to come in on the weekend every now and then. But the next time you think your job sucks and you can't take it anymore, just think about that day in the late 1980s when Twinkie the Kid got creamed.